You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, local, the state, the national, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, listen, it is 2:06 p.m. on October the 11th. That would be a Tuesday. And all right, listen, I got to switch over here to my comments. And like I said, Stephanie Smith's coming on at 2:30. She's got a similar op-ed out on 1819 News today that runs in the same vein. But I'll start by this. Let me ask you, have you seen the movie Jerry Maguire? 1996, I believe. That's a good movie. And it was technically billed as a romantic comedy drama, but there was, you know, just enough sports to make the guys feel like they don't have to turn in their man card for liking that movie. You know what I'm saying? Tom Cruise plays a guy named Jerry Maguire. He's a down-on-his-luck sports agent in a cutthroat world of backstabbers and money grabbers. Cuba Gooding Jr. plays his only remaining client. And it was also one of those movies that had a lot of one-liners, the kind of one-liners that make their way into pop culture, like the famous, "You had me at hello," or "You complete me," or the little kid who asked randomly, "Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?" All that stuff is good. Every bit of that. One-liners were great in that movie. But the one-liner that probably goes down as one of the most iconic, maybe in movie history, but iconic at least in that movie, is the crazy discussion over the phone that Cruise's character had with Gooding's character. Jerry's trying to save his career, and the other agents of the office are scarfing up his clients. He can't dial the phone fast enough to stay ahead of these poachers. He's hemorrhaging clients, but he manages to get Gooding on the phone, who has just one criteria, just one, for Jerry to keep him as a client. You probably remember the line. You ready? "Show me the money." They literally begin to yell it back and forth. "Show me the money. I don't feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Congratulations, you are still my agent." It was a classic scene. "Show me the money" gets repeated by folks every day in a variety of settings. I mean, so much so that it's likely that it's said without a lot of folks even knowing where the phrase originated. But there it is. The movie Jerry Maguire from 25 years ago. But let me flip that script into a different venue for a minute. You may have heard me discuss the topic on the show yesterday as to whether or not the state legislature is ever going to show us the money. All kidding aside here, that's a legitimate concern. We are the taxpaying citizens of a state that is more flush with cash than it's ever been, ever, in the history of ever. But the legislature is openly reticent about ever showing us the money. Why? What good reason could Alabama taxpayers have for just being okay with seeing nothing from their elected officials in the form of true and across-the-board tax relief? And before I go into it even further, let me just remind you and everyone else that I'm not suggesting something that's out of left field. Not at all. Every other southeastern state has enacted some form of meaningful tax relief in the last 2 years, except Alabama. 33 states across the nation have done so. Some of those measures have been temporary to assist folks during the inflationary economy, like Florida and Georgia waiving their state gas tax for a period of time. Others, though, have been true meaningful reforms like Mississippi lowering their overall tax rate, or South Dakota pressing to do away with the tax on groceries. Those are things that are happening now, and they are measures that are being taken despite the full understanding and the acknowledgement of those state leaders in other states that it will mean a reduction in revenues for their state. They get it, but with the understanding that it is just what is best for their citizens. So why not Alabama? Well, let's walk through that for a minute. First question you have to ask, is it possible the elected leadership in Montgomery knows that we just don't have enough revenue? No, not at all. The numbers don't lie. Alabama has more cash on hand than we've ever had, more than what was needed to sustain current operations. Most recent reports are that we made budget just 10 months into the fiscal year, meaning that our revenues are currently exceeding our appropriations. The legislature also just passed the largest education and general fund budgets ever in the history of the state a few months ago. That takes effect for the next fiscal year, meaning they suspect the revenues that we have will remain at or above current levels for the foreseeable future. We also have massive tranches of federal relief dollars that have yet to be spent or even allocated. In short, the availability of money is not the issue. Okay, Well, could it be the leadership of Montgomery? Is this worried that the economy is going to bottom out? Well, it could be. But that does not mean a thing when it comes to short-term relief and even for some long-term relief. The fact is, the legislature cannot just sock money away in a savings account. They can't, by law. It must be appropriated and spent or earmarked, but it can't just sit. For instance, we have a reserve account for both the education and general fund budgets, but they are both based on percentages of revenues, and they are capped at a certain amount. Neither one of the reserve accounts are allowed to just grow and grow by law. Any monies in the state coffers, then, must be spent on the budgets or reserved in accordance with existing law, or the legislature has to pass a new bill, a new act, if you will, to allow them to harbor the funds differently. So if they have excess funds, which they do, then the only thing keeping them from giving some back to the people is nothing. Okay, well, next question then. Maybe the leadership in Montgomery doesn't believe they can use the excess funds that came from all the massive COVID relief to give the citizens a tax break. Wrong again. It was actually our own Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall who helped to lead a national fight against the Biden administration and won a ruling that says that COVID relief dollars can in fact be used to provide tax relief. You heard me. Massive amounts of excess funds still exist, which must by act of Congress be allocated by a certain date. And one of the things that those funds can be spent on is tax relief. The legislature has had massive amounts of COVID relief dollars, so much so, they even had to have a separate appropriation bill earlier this year outside of the usual budgeting process to allocate over $1 billion in excess funds. And what did they spend it on? They spent every bit of it on government. They could have waived the grocery tax of that amount for 3 years. They could have lifted the gas tax for at least 6 months. They could have lowered the corporate income tax rate. They could have adjusted things related to personal income taxes. But instead, they chose to spend it on government. Alabama's government has grown at a faster rate than blue states in other parts of the nation. And the last I checked, there have been no government employees who missed a paycheck during the recession. There's been no massive reduction in force in government offices. There have been no curtailed services, no loss of public sector benefits. No, it's been the private sector that has borne the brunt of the past several years. And meanwhile, the legislature has increased the gas tax and declined to offer any meaningful tax relief while red and blue states around the nation are doing so. I got to be honest with you, y'all. It's just past time. I love my friends that are still down there that I served with. I'm proud to have served there. And I believe in who they are, and some of them need to step up to the plate and say, by God, it is time. Why are we not doing this? It is absolutely past time. The citizens of this state should be on the phone to Montgomery yelling, show me the money. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I ain't fooling. I ain't playing. The more I think about it, the more irritated I get. You know, I'll be honest, when I first came into office, we were in budget deficits. We had literally to borrow money from our rainy day trust accounts. We had to do some serious finagling between the two budgets to make it all work. We're so far past that point. All the things we did back about 10 years ago have paid off, and yet they keep raising taxes and not giving a dime back. It is time for some of them to step up in Montgomery and say, hey, my folks deserve something. Let's get her done. It ain't that hard. If Democrats can do it in some places, by God, so can we as a Republican supermajority. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some ground all across the northern part of the state of Alabama, and not to mention the fact that we got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, by the way, in this short segment here, I got to tell you, breaking news today caught my eye first thing this morning. Boomer, did you see it? Tulsi Gabbard just left the Democrat Party.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, yeah. So
I mean, how long has she been a Democrat? For a while.
A long time. She was a Democrat congresswoman. Get down to it, she was considered a viable presidential candidate for the Democrat Party in the last election cycle, right? 2020?
Yeah.
Former presidential candidate to go, that's not my party anymore. Something's happening.
Right.
Here's some thoughts on this. In my opinion, Tulsi Gabbard is somebody that conservatives need to be worried about. Now, unless she's had a conversion and she's like, you know what, I'm a conservative. No, but I don't know if she's looking to be an independent. I haven't heard this piece yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's looking to join the Republican Party. She spoke at CPAC this year, which is interesting because that's the conservative gathering. That's one of the biggest ones.
Right. And Tucker Carlson too?
Yeah, exactly. She hosted Tucker Carlson not long ago.
Wow.
When he was out on vacation or doing something. And so she's getting some, like, you know, she's making the round. She's got some bona fides, so to speak, in the conservative realm here of late. But she's never been known as a conservative. And what I hate to see is she gets some. I mean, I don't mind her leaving the Democrat Party. I'm good with it. But what then? And I would bet, brother, I bet she's auditioning for something with the understanding that there's in 2 years there's going to be a changeover. And so I got two thoughts. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, give them to me.
Number one, first thought is she wants to be picked up in the Trump administration for a major cabinet position. I could see that. Or for that matter, maybe not Trump, DeSantis, you know, whoever.
Right.
Because I don't think Biden's going to get reelected right now. That's my prediction. But the other one is... She's done with party politics. She wants to run as an independent. She and Liz Cheney team up, and they go be the independent woman breaking the glass ceiling. I used to be a Democrat. I used to be a Republican. We'll bring politics to the middle. I don't know, man.
Wow, that's something to keep a watch on.
It is something to keep a watch on. I'm interested. I'm curious. I tell you what, we're going to find out how to get her on the show.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of folks don't realize, a little-known trivia piece. So Tulsi Gabbard is either a major or a lieutenant colonel in the Hawaii National Guard. She's from Hawaii. In the Hawaii National Guard. But she went through OCS, Officer Candidate School. National Guard, you can go to one of the active duty OCS programs, like at Benning or wherever. But Tulsi Gabbard went to a National Guard OCS program, you know where? Anniston, Alabama. So Tulsi Gabbard got her commission through the OCS program that's hosted at the former Fort McClellan right here in Anniston, Alabama, right here in our listening area, right down the road, brother. I've done a bunch of training out there at old Fort McClellan. That's interesting. That's worth watching. Okay, coming up next here in a minute, by the way, Stephanie Smith, who's been on this show multiple times, who is just a great commentator. I mean, she's got such insightful ability to put things into words. Well, she's going to be on the show with us in a few minutes. My monologue that I did a moment ago, I'm literally prepping the show this morning. I was spinning off of yesterday's segment when I did that whole thing about tax relief, and I had State Representative Arnold Mooney call in and talk about it. And I thought, you know what? I'm not done with this. I'm going to do my monologue today, and I'm going to call it Show Me the Money, and here's what I'm going to be talking about. And then, oh, by the way, Stephanie Smith wrote a piece about the same thing today, and it was spot on. And I thought, well, I'm going to call Stephanie and see what she's doing around 2:30, and she's free. So in just a minute, we'll have Stephanie Smith on here to bring us her thoughts. I mean, she's been working in Montgomery circles for a long time. Are we going to see any tax relief? You know, right now, you can't get them to even talk about it hardly. And if we don't start seeing some movement on this, I'm just going to have to call foul. I mean, it's just there's no reason why they can't have the debate. Have the debate, fellas. If you can show me why, and not just me, but if you can say why it's a bad idea, then label it. But right now, all you've got is, well, you know, we just don't understand whether or not we're going to have as much money in the future, so we might want to be careful with what we give away now. That's crap. That is such crap. You got Chicago using ARPA dollars, that's the COVID relief, to literally just give away money to people as a guaranteed fixed income. That's just unreal. I mean, I don't agree with that program or that plan, but they're using the tax relief dollars that so far Alabama just spends on itself. Spending on government. You want some more government? Let's buy some more government. What else you want? I don't know. Build some more government. That's just not a good idea. We got to start giving back to the people. All right. Let's do it. Take a break right now. We will come right back. Stephanie Smith, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Here we go.